The following podcast is brought to you by Iconic Nation Media. Hello and welcome back to Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly Levy. Today, I want to talk to you about three ways to immediately increase your self-confidence. Also, I want to apologize for my voice because I finally caught it back, but it still like sounds weird. So just FYI, apologize for that in advance. Now, the reason why I chose this as a topic is because I really feel strongly that so many people out there do not operate from a place of being 100% confident in themselves. And I think that that becomes detrimental to all that they touch in their life. It becomes detrimental to their friendships, to the way that they conduct themselves at work, if they work, or if you're staying home. Just the way that you interact in group settings, say, for example, if you're part of a PTA or a church group or some other organization, just the overall way that you carry yourself is not optimized. And I think that in settling for less than perfect self-confidence, you're really doing yourself and others around you a big disservice. Okay. So the three ways to immediately increase your self-confidence. So I think the first one is one that really is the foundation. And this is something that I don't think most people take the time to do. So really getting clear on what is your blueprint for your life. What does good look like for your life? If you are not 100% self-confident, it's probably because the way you are today, your overall way of being, is not in alignment with either what your deepest desires are or your highest potential. And that drives a lot of deficiencies in your self-confidence. You're not truly living up to who you are meant to be. The very first step is understanding what good looks like. So you have to work backwards. If you don't know what good looks like and you haven't taken the time to truly define that in your mind, you're going to struggle to build self-confidence because you're like, how do I do that? It's so vague. It's so broad. It's so woo-woo. So you have to get really clear and really specific with yourself. One way you can do this, and I have an exercise and a template that I can make available to you. And basically what you do is come up with, say, four or five categories in your life that are important to you. So for example, your marriage, that's one category, or like love relationships if you're single, your fitness, your spirituality, if that's something that's important or not, your career, your hobbies. So come up with a couple key areas that only you define to be important. And then, and another one you could add is parenting, like your relationship with your kids, you know. And so as you go through each category, you need to think, if I could not fail in these areas, failure is not even a risk. There's no real risk here. What would that look like for me? So for example, if you're talking about, let's just say you've been married and you've been married for 10 years and you're like looking at it like, well, you know, I'd love to be in love. I'd love to be in love again. And I'd love that feeling of butterflies. Then you write that out and say, like, I want to feel madly in love with my spouse. And then you think of, okay, well, what are some action items that I can take? So give me two or three steps that you know you can take to really focus on nurturing and fostering that type of setting. So here's an example. The action steps would be, step one, make sure that we both do one hobby together a week. A second action you could take is hang out with other couples, other married couples that are madly in love. And that will help kind of, you know, guide you and see how they interact. And I hate to say rub off on you, but essentially you amount to the people you hang out with. So hanging out with couples that are happy with each other, as opposed to, you know, a friend of yours, hanging out with a friend of yours separately that's like constantly complaining about her husband, right? And so all of these words that are around you have a real impact as you're listening to your friends. So surrounding yourself with happy couples, that would be a second one. A third one would be come up with a fun date night. Right? And make it every Friday or every Saturday. Okay. Or another one could be come up with like a couple's trip, like a getaway to, you know, somewhere local for a couple's massage. Whatever it is, come up with it and write it down. And then you go to the next one and it's like your career. If you're sitting in a job that you absolutely hate, you're not super happy and you're not super confident because you're essentially accepting that you hate this job and you have to really understand and unpack that. So this is where you really sit down and say, okay, I'm in this job, I hate it. If I could take any other job, what would make me so excited to do? And you would write it down and you can name the company. So then you could come up with kind of your strategy, right? Like, okay, maybe I need to, step one, draft my resume. Step two, apply to X amount of companies in this space. So for example, you might be career switching, right? From one industry to the next. Step three could be take informational interviews with other people that you find on LinkedIn or that are in your network that are in the industry that can help you take steps towards getting into a new industry, right? So these are all examples. As you go through each bucket, you need to carve out, I would say maybe 30 minutes, and make sure you write it down to have that connection with your brain and your mind and your body, just to really absorb and digest it. And once you get really clear on, say, these four or five key areas, then you finally are like, okay, like it will completely, just taking time, if you do nothing else in this whole podcast, just doing that one exercise will transform your life. Because all of a sudden you're going to go from feeling like, oh, I'm not my best. I don't really know why. I'm just like not super thrilled about, you know, getting up every day. I'm not energized anymore. I'm just down about, you know, something just isn't clicking for me. I'm just not my most happiest. And you go from that kind of overall vibe to like, just reset, reinvigorated, and you almost start looking at your life completely differently. You start really kind of, you're taking the time to stop just sitting inside of your life and like maintaining it as it is and just going through the motions every day, to really being thoughtful and really being critical and taking real leadership and ownership of how you're spending your time, how you are spending your energy in terms of your relationships, and getting really clear about where you have opportunities that you want to improve and you really want to go after. And as you do this, what's going to happen is some of the action items that come out of it are going to be low-hanging fruit. Some are going to be very easy to achieve and some are not. So again, if you have an example of working out and you want to get in better shape, well, that's vague. So what specifically can you do? You can get up early and run. You can join a low-cost membership in your area if cost is a barrier, right? You can buy yourself light weights and go to an app that can give you a quick, you know, inexpensive workout. So there's always answers. And the key behind all this is to be honest with yourself about what you really want, and also not being in a victim mentality mindset, right? It's all about being motivated enough to truly make an impact for yourself and to really be accountable for who you are and what you do and your overall happiness. It's all about really you leading yourself and being resourceful to get there. And also just being really willing to put in the hard work to truly commit to yourself to accomplish and get to a life that you are dreaming of, as opposed to just sitting back, scrolling on social media and like wishing you were similar to this person or that one, or being jealous or hating somebody. And, you know, we all do it. And especially in the age of social media, it's very easy to see other people and kind of think, oh my gosh, I wish I could be doing that. And what I'm telling you is you can and should be doing that. So, you know, just really taking ownership and understanding that the game of life is really about you and yourself. It's not about anybody else. It's not about competing with somebody else. It's not about blaming people for where you're at in your life, despite any trauma. Maybe one of your first steps needs to be going to therapy. Maybe you had a really traumatic event that you know is very much blocking your ability to access other parts of yourself. So for example, maybe as you're going through the relationship part, like bucket, and you're saying, I really want to be in love, and you're thinking about, you know, you're thinking about it, you might actually uncover that, look, I'm not as in love because I'm not being as raw and open with my partner because of some past trauma that I have not dealt with, right? And so maybe your action item in that case is more about you and less about the actual relationship. And maybe your action item is, I need to go to a therapist and I need to unpack this because it's holding me back from accessing parts of my relationship that I want to be fully engaged in and present with. And so maybe that's the big aha, right? And so as you go through this exercise, what is so interesting about it is you will surprise yourself, okay? You will really, really find out things about yourself that you have not let yourself think through and reveal. And it's a very powerful way for you to get crystal clear on truly what it is you want, and then also what it is that you know you can start taking action on. That next step becomes the key, and that's what leads me to your second step. So your first one is identifying, again, just to recap, your first step is identifying what good looks like, building out a blueprint for yourself and getting really clear about your wish list for your life in various categories, and then starting to itemize and figure out what it is that you need to do to make steps towards those goals and towards that kind of ideal state life. And like I said, some are easy to achieve and some are not. Some are short term, some are long term, and that's okay. The second step and the second big thing is taking massive risk. So if you are committed to staying 100% yourself as you are, then you're not going to make any progress. You really need to be willing to pick yourself up and move differently and behave differently. And sometimes that big risk is scary. It should be scary. That's the whole point of being alive, right? Like, it's navigating the unknown. It's taking a risk and trying something new and feeling uncomfortable and knowing that this is new. And it can be something like, for me, it was like podcasting, right? So back in 2020, I had a dream to podcast. Never in a million years did I think I would have the ability to do it, but I decided. I just flipped a switch. I committed to it fully. Once you make that decision, you have to commit to it. You cannot just be interested. You have to commit fully. And that's what I did. And it was so difficult to really take such a big risk, because not only was it my time and my energy, as an example with the podcasting, but it was also just, you know, trying to not care about what other people think around you. So I assure you, I had many podcast episodes that were probably not the best sound quality. People were probably laughing at me behind my back. They probably didn't like what I had to say. And I did not care. I did not give out that energy and power to other people. And this is the thing that I think is so important. It's not about other people. Another example of me taking a big risk was starting to learn to play tennis. You know, I joke about it with everyone about what a bad tennis player I am. Well, the truth is, being an adult, being in your late 30s and picking up a new sport, it's really scary. You have to have a lot of confidence. And I cannot tell you how many people have said to me, gosh, you're brave. Wow, you joined a tennis team and you didn't know the rules. Like, you're so brave. You're so gutsy. And it's like, well, so what's my other option? To sit back and do nothing and like watch my friends have the best time ever and then just be jealous? Like, no, that's not my vibe. That's totally not it. And so my first step for that was like, figure out how to get into a club and figure out how to get lessons and start playing. And, you know, I then eventually made my way out to playing on, you know, playing at the clinics. And then eventually that led to being invited to play on a team. And then it was the better team. And so the whole thing was like a snowball effect. But meanwhile, yes, I was taking a risk and I didn't care if I looked dumb, if I looked stupid. It's like, you know what? It's a great opportunity for you to get humble and for you to laugh and have self-deprecating humor and to show up anyway, right? And so doing this, even if you're not good at whatever you're trying, at least you're trying. And making sure that you are not judging yourself, you're not speaking negatively. And I do, like, I am guilty of this too, where I'll say like, oh, I'm such a bad tennis player. I'm so bad at this. But you know what? The truth is, I know in my core, I know to my core that if I just focus, really focus on it and give it the time and energy it needs, I will be good. And I know that. And that's why I'm able to kind of laugh if I'm not that great, or, you know, laugh when people make fun of me for not really knowing all the rules or whatever. Like, I don't let that really affect me and my self-confidence because I'm solid inside. I know at the end of the day that I can trust myself to be really good at this if I really give it my full focus and effort. And again, this is where I'm saying you have to commit to these things. You can't just loosey-goosey, you know, okay, I'll do something one-off one day and just hope that all of a sudden my life is transformed. Like, no. When I say take risks, it doesn't mean do it just to check a box. It means really give your full-fledged effort, roll up your sleeves, and execute the hell out of whatever it is you're trying. And again, going back to the podcast thing for me, that starting a podcast by yourself is so technical and so challenging when you have zero background in it, especially when you're used to being the behind-the-scenes person, you have a corporate job, like having no knowledge or training or help or anything, and to really roll up your sleeves and say, okay, what equipment do I need? How do I plug in the equipment? How do I work the equipment? Just the equipment alone is multiple weeks of figuring it out when you have no idea what you're doing. And you have to be relentlessly focused and driven, which is why I go back to step one, where your blueprint is so important, because whatever you're choosing to commit to, you need to be stoked to be trying to do it. You really need to be passionate and authentically excited to be trying to acquire your new skill or to pivot in whatever the direction is. These steps are scary and they're hard, and it requires hard work. And why is that relevant to a podcast where we're talking about increasing your self-confidence? Because self-confidence comes from putting in the hard work, period. If you work harder at something and you hit a tennis ball 100 times versus the person next to you that hits it 5 times, then you're going to have way more confidence. Or if you only show up for yourself once a month for your tennis lesson, I'm just using tennis. I hope this, you know, you understand. I'm just making some kind of clear comparison. But if you only show up once a month for tennis, as opposed to knowing darn well you should be practicing 2 to 3 days a week, and I'm guilty of this personally, you are not as confident when you step on that court for the game. Because why? You haven't put in the time and the effort. And that is the truth of the matter. And you know it. And it's not about other people. It's about you, right? So when you, on the flip side, say, no, I am showing up 2 to 3 days a week because I am committed to doing well on this new tennis team or to really becoming a good player, then what you do is, okay, what does that mean? How do I get out into on the court 2 to 3 times? So for me, I would go out and I would practice my serving by myself. I would also rent a ball machine by myself. So I would do that one day a week. Then I would show up to a clinic as a second day. And then maybe a third day, I'd get together a group of friends and we would practice and do like a practice match. So that would be my third day, right? So the point is, it's like my dad would always say, he always says, like, you know, you're only kidding yourself. So the whole thing about confidence comes from not just you coming up with what good looks like and then say, yeah, I want to do it and I want to start doing it. It's the doing it part, right? That's always the hard part. And I really believe the first step of getting clear on what it is you should be focusing on, focusing your time and attention on, is the foundation. So these build on each other. And so again, taking a risk when you are more mature, you're not 12 years old, you're not 20 years old, you might be 30, 40, 50 plus, is very scary. And there's a lot of reasons as far as why it's harder and scarier to take risks the older you get. And it's neuroscience, really. It has to do with the synapses in your brain not being as flexible. Getting clear on what it is that you're really, really excited to get going on, and then really taking the actual steps to start doing it, and not worrying about what other people think, and not being afraid to spend the money to do it or carve out the time to do it. You're committing to it. It's in your calendar. You book it in your calendar. You make sure that you make time for whatever it is, right? And that's where the magic happens. It's the actual doing of it. Again, look, I'm a mom of three. I have a business. I have a family. I have a house. I could make every excuse in the world to not do so many of the things that I want to be doing, because I have enough to do to take care of everybody else. But this is about taking care of you. And that's the step that I think a lot of people are missing, especially as you move into parenthood, because so much of parenthood is just survival, right? We're just surviving a lot of times. Our kids are difficult sometimes when they're cranky. You've got to set everybody else to be successful in their day. And it takes a lot of work, and that's not trivial. But still, if you miss the part about you, you're really not helping anyone, because you're really pouring from an empty cup and you're just not happy. And who wants to live like that, right? Like, if you have full potential and you're not moving towards it, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your life. And I just get really passionate about this, because I think it's really sad that people don't really take the time to learn about who they want to be. And then they don't have the confidence and the discipline to really focus in on becoming the best version of themselves. And I just think the world is at a huge disservice when you have people walking around that are essentially operating at, you know, 30%. And that's just no way to live, right? You deserve better than that. You deserve to walk around with a pep in your step, with a giant smile, even if you sucked hard at what you're trying to do, at least you showed up for yourself. And in showing up for yourself and failing, you are building confidence. You are learning how to be better. You are building momentum for what it is that you want to be moving towards. And you are building confidence because you promised yourself you were going to be working towards this thing, and you did it, and you showed up for you. And that truly is priceless. And so taking a risk is so important. Being uncomfortable is so important. Staying still and staying small is not it. That is not how I live my life, and it's not how I want you to live yours. Okay, so the third big step to building confidence, and this is really a great one too, is in addition to getting clear on what you want and having that blueprint, and then step two, taking the risk and truly starting to execute on it. The third big one is adding people to your life that really are great at what you want to be great at. And I kind of gave you an example on the relationships, right, in the marriage setting. So again, if your marriage is something you know you need to focus on, be very, very intentional about who you choose to surround yourself, both in your own time and as, you know, couples friends. Hang out with happy couples if that is something that you want to elevate on, you know, and observe them. How do they talk to each other? How do they consider each other? How do they, you know, speak about their spouse to others? You know, are they proud of each other? And really just pay attention to the way that they behave. And, you know, on the opposite end, you can observe people that you don't necessarily want to be like. Like, you might have couples around you that you're like, oh gosh, they always bicker. I don't want to be like them. They talk crap about each other. It's not healthy, so on and so forth. Or you could be around a couple that you're super inspired by, and just, you're like, oh my God, they just respect each other so much. They love each other so much. Just the way that he, you know, holds her hand as they're sitting across the table from us is just adorable. And then you can do that, you know? So all these like little things that you learn from other people that are the way that you want to be are so important. And it also makes it so much more achievable. So and say in like on a business sense, let's say it's not relationships, say it's like business sense. If you are someone that wants to elevate your business life, then you need to go out there and find people that are doing something similar or have done it and can impart wisdom. Add people to your life that will share. And I will tell you something, people that have accomplished greatness are thrilled and happy to pour into others. Why? Because they are very self-confident and they know how hard it can be to get to the point that they have gotten to in terms of success, whatever that looks like in the context of what you're thinking about. And they're happy to pour into others and to give a helping hand. And finding those couple people, maybe it's in a, you know, in a competitor's realm. So maybe it's not somebody working at the same company. Maybe it's someone that's working at a similar type company in the industry, as an example, right? Like, go find people that are willing to share and that are willing to show you and help coach you, or at least explain their journey, even if they're not like mentoring you directly. Like, add those people to your life, as many as you can, because it really does also elevate your own expectation for yourself when you can see that other people are doing this. They've done this. There's a very big difference between imagining something in your mind and speaking with someone and seeing it. So another example is, say that you want to have your own business. Go to someone else's business that you know. Go walk through their office. Pay attention to the details. Ask them what that journey looked like. How did you get an office? Where did you start? Was it scary? Ask all your dumb questions and take in everything that they say and ask questions and listen. Take notes if you have to and really go out into the world and look at other people that are successful. Maybe it's even someone, like I said, the tennis example. Go play tennis with people that are amazing, right? Like, that's something I do all the time. And I know I'm nowhere near as experienced as these people, but they know I'm trying hard and they know that I'm asking them to help me and give me tips. And they're so willing to help me, even though I'm not good. And that has really helped me. And then once you really put into action what these people have told you, again, going back to make sure the last step in all of this is then the so what. So what action do you take as a result? It's not just do the bare minimum check, I've done the exercise. No, it's applying the knowledge that you've acquired. And I think, again, it takes a lot of confidence just to even entertain reaching out to people that are successful sometimes, right? Like, it can be scary and intimidating. And when those thoughts come in your mind, imagine you already have what you're going for. Imagine you've already accomplished it, okay? And put on that vision of yourself already having accomplished your goal, and then reach out to them with that level of confidence. Because if you're too afraid to reach out to people, you're going to be struggling on your own quite a bit. And there's really no need for that. The world is full of 7 billion people. And so many people out there are people that you can connect with and learn from. And there are people that are happy to share. But if you're too afraid to even make the phone call, send the text, ask for, you know, a coffee chat, you know, you're going to be struggling on your own, as opposed to just make the phone call. And if that person isn't available to you, then just move on to the next person, right? Like, you cannot be afraid of rejection. And that is so important. You have to understand, when you are trying to move differently in this life, you will be rejected. You will fail. You will embarrass yourself, okay? You have to be willing to be so committed to what it is you are trying to grow into that you are not afraid to fall and look stupid. Your ego is to the side, and it is okay to say to whoever's around you, sorry, I'm a beginner, you know, bear with me. And people, you would be surprised. They're very patient. They're very loving when you say that very honestly, like, I'm new at this. I'm trying hard, or this is scary for me, or I don't know about this industry. Can you share? Or I have a blind spot on this part of this business. I just had a discussion today with a great friend of mine, and I specifically asked her questions about areas I don't know about. And I specifically said, I know about this in the space. I don't know about this other huge piece. Some people, I think many people out there would be very embarrassed to say, I don't know about this other huge piece, right? And I'm able to ask those people and have those conversations because I'm not embarrassed to be the new guy. I'm not embarrassed to say I'm a beginner and I'm trying to get from point A to point B. Can you help me fill in some of the gaps, right? Like, give me the roadmap, give me the highlights. Am I even on the right highway, right? Like, don't be afraid to ask questions. Ask questions from the people that are good at what it is that you are trying to get to. So those are probably the three biggest ways that you can easily today start building confidence. Come up with your blueprint. Come up with your key action items from the blueprint. For me, I even actually classify them as short-term and long-term. So, like, for example, if there's something I can start immediately, that's green. I highlight it in green. Then if it's something that I think will take some time, it has to be yellow. Okay. If it's something that's really far off and I'm not sure if I can get there and I got to spend more time, you can call that red. It doesn't mean you can't do it. It means it's a question and it requires more thought and maybe attention. Okay. But the point is, you're making baby steps in doing this, because why? Your brain cannot take action on ambiguous concepts. Your brain will just shut down and do nothing. And that is the lazy, easy, safe approach. And that's the way that you remain stuck. And that's the way you remain the same. So you have to be able to get crystal clear. And I love the saying, complexity is the enemy of execution. I'll say it again. Complexity is the enemy of execution. So the key in step one to get all of this going is get clear on what it is you're trying to accomplish. Get really clear. And you don't need to tackle all five things at once. Now, I will tell you this. The exercise works because I did my blueprint in 2020. And I wrote down a number of things. And I can tell you, today I have accomplished a very large portion of what I had written down. And since then, I've refreshed and I've updated it, right? But I would never have been able to get clear on these items if I did not take the time to be intentional about what it is my true dream life looks like. And I was not honest when I wrote that down. And I'm encouraging you to really be deliberate with how you choose to spend your life on this planet, because it is not forever, my friend. As sad as that is, it is not. And again, if you're a parent, if you're a son or a daughter, if you are a sibling, if you're a friend, the world really needs you to be your best. I tell you guys this almost every week, and it's because I really believe it. I think if everyone individually took accountability for who it is that they are and how they contribute and how they show up and how their energy is every day, and we all truly were working to be our absolute best and had absolute clarity on what we were trying to accomplish in this life, the world would be completely different. So I'm asking you to take accountability for your own happiness and your own confidence. And I'm telling you now, there is no better feeling than walking into a room with a giant smile and your head held high and feeling and looking your best, feeling rested and hydrated, fit and accomplished, even if you're not to your end goal, but you know you're trying. And my friends, I'm not even close to where I want to be in this life, but I will die trying. I will tell you this, I will outwork anybody. I am not afraid to try. I don't have an ego. I'm not afraid to try something new and take a big risk. I'm not embarrassed to be the new person. And I'm also one of the most confident people I know. And people ask me all the time, how are you so confident? And these are some of the underpinnings of what I really believe in. And it truly comes down to just you. It's you becoming as solid as you possibly can on your own two feet. But again, you're not going to get there if you're not clear on what you're trying to do and where you're trying to go. So I hope that these three steps speak to you, and I hope that you understand you are worth it. You are worth it. There is a reason why you're listening to this. There is a reason why you're contemplating actually doing this. And it's because deep down inside, you know there's a part of you that is dying to come out, and it is envisioning greatness, and you have not started, and you know you need a push, and you know you need to start, but you're not totally clear on how. And now you are clear. I've given you very simple tools to go out and candidly transform your whole life just from this. Even if you listen to nothing else, these three steps alone, I guarantee, will bring you to a whole different place in your life. And it's worked for me. I know for sure it will work for you. And I wish you all the best. I want nothing but the best, the most success, the most confidence for you and your family. I want you to show up for everyone the best way you possibly can. And your family and friends need you to show up that way. So with that, if this episode is helpful in any way to you, can you please follow? Make sure you download the actual episode. Follow the podcast so that you get notified. So that's the plus button on Apple. I think it's follow on Spotify. And go ahead and share it with your friends. Post it, comment, DM me at Kimberly Lovey. And also, can you please leave me a review, a 5-star review? I would love to really get more reviews just because I get so many points of feedback from folks, and I need more reviews to showcase that I'm making an impact and I just would really appreciate if you could return that as a gift to me. So with that, thank you very much for your time today, and I hope that you go off and do something amazing.
All right, that is it for today. Now, as you know, some of our best conversations actually happen after the show. So I want you to find me on Instagram at Kimberly Lovey and let me know your thoughts about today's show. You can screenshot this episode and let us know what your biggest takeaway was and tag me at Kimberly Lovey and we can share it on our stories. I will see you again, same time, same place next week.